The outcome of the Mosul offensive is anything but certain, but ISIS appears to be on its heels there. The group has also been suffering defeats elsewhere in recent weeks. In short, their caliphate is shrinking. But ISIS has always been good at propaganda, and so we wondered how they're spinning things. The World's Richard Hall has been looking into this from his perch in Beirut. And first, Richard, Mosul is the biggest city under ISIS control, so its loss would be a huge blow. But I understand the loss of a tiny Syrian village on Sunday might be much more significant for ISIS prestige. Tell us about Dabiq.
That's right. ISIS is having a very rough time of it at the moment. The reason Dabiq plays such an important role for ISIS is branding, believe it or not. Now, Dabiq, according to one reading of Sunni Islamic tradition, is supposed to be the site of the final apocalyptic battle between Muslims and Christian crusaders. So when ISIS captured the village, which is about 9 miles from the Turkish border in 2014, it was a huge deal for them. And believe it or not, a lot of people were attracted by this idea of being part of the apocalypse, a lot of disaffected young Muslims around the world. It was a very potent propaganda tool, and it gave its members some purpose, come and be part of the apocalypse, that kind of thing. Their propaganda as well features apocalyptic imagery. Their English language magazine is named after the village. So it was a very powerful recruitment tool for ISIS.
So the fact that they lost Dabiq without much of a fight must be a pretty big blow to their prestige. How's ISIS spinning it?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look good. Well, so ISIS are nothing if not adaptable in their propaganda and on the ground. The overall message at the moment seems to be the apocalypse is coming, but just not now. I spoke to Shiraz Maher, who's a senior research fellow at King's College London. He studies ISIS supporters and ideology. This is what he said.
Part of their rationale is to say, well, you know, we make the effort, but God delivers results. So we tried our best and God, for whatever reason, chose for us not to have this victory. And so there's a fatalism that comes about.
That's kind of interesting because I imagine ISIS has to change its narrative. I mean, literally, their self-proclaimed caliphate is shrinking. So how are they changing it?
The message seems to be now that territory isn't everything. For a while now, ISIS has been urging its supporters in the West to carry out attacks at home rather than try and travel to the caliphate. So it was a big change from the beginning when they were actually capturing territory and saying, come to us because we are the caliphate. Now they're saying, carry out attacks at home, don't come here. Territory isn't everything.
So are we even close to the final days of the Islamic State?
I don't think so. I mean, like I say, ISIS is adapting. It may not be the same organization it was a couple of years ago, but it's adaptable and it's making changes. And we're likely to see a different kind of organization, one that carries out attacks abroad, focuses on insurgency, terrorist attacks, rather than capturing territory. This is what Shiraz said.
It's not clear to me what success will necessarily look like. You know, we tend to think of IS in these sort of static terms. Are they a state? Are they this? I mean, the point is they can be a solid, liquid and gas all at the same time, i.e. they are a terrorist group, they are an insurgency and they're a protest state. So losing territory will just mean they will morph back into various, nonetheless, quite potent forms. So I think we're a long, long way from the end.
Richard, do we know if these losses by ISIS and these defeats have had any impact on their recruitment?
It's very hard to say. There's been a number of factors contributing to a lack of foreign fighters getting to the Islamic State. The border between Syria and Turkey was recently closed down completely. There were still gaps before. So that in itself might have had a bigger impact on foreign fighters actually traveling to the Islamic State. What this may have affected more is its ability to attract supporters elsewhere. So people who may have carried out attacks in Europe or in America, that may have been attracted to ISIS because it's this successful group and because of its prophecies seem to be coming true. They might be less attracted to the group now because it turned out not to be true.
The World's Richard Hall in Beirut. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thanks, Carol.